the boosters of trust. Oh yeah, oh yeah. There is no substitute for trust in any marital relationship. There is no. No matter how much love two people have for one another or for each other, once trust begins to be betrayed, love begins to get punctured. And trust is essential for experiencing lasting stability in marital journey. One of the best things you can do as a partner is to make yourself trustworthy. Oh, where there is no trust, things will rust. Where there is no trust in a relationship, that relationship will cheaply rust and dry off. Trust is like a tiny rod, but it is so powerful that it keeps relationships stronger together. If two people in a marital journey can build sustainable trust in that union, it can boost love. Trust, as it were, is a booster of love. Trust creates confidence. Trust helps people to build and bond togetherness. Where there is no trust, every other thing that is surrounding the union will also get punctured. That is why, if we are going to make room for peace and we are going to ensure that we experience peace in the marital relationship, you must embrace trust. You must live a life that is trustworthy. You must fight everything that is puncturing or able to puncture the place of trust. Trust is the glue that holds the union. Trust. Like may be great, love may be great, honor may be great, submission may be wonderful, but where there is no trust, all of those things will begin to go down. Whatever can tamper with your trust will also tamper with the peace. Where there is no trust, there is no safety. There is no safety. Nobody feels secure. Nobody feels safe. Where there is no trust. Where there is no trust, suspicion and speculations begin to come in. Where there is no trust. If a man doesn't trust a woman, or the trust of the woman has been betrayed in the union, the same way the trust of a man betrayed in the union, it begins to give room for suspicion. If they are talking, they are suspecting them. If they are going out, they are suspecting them. You see, one of the things that fuels suspicion, and suspicion is a dangerous trigger for destruction. Suspicion can lead to self-destruction. It can make somebody also destroy themselves and destroy others. Suspicion. So, where there is no trust, it opens door for suspicion. It opens door. It destroys safety. There is no more safety in that union. There is no more security. I can no longer have confidence in your word. I can no longer have confidence in your acts. If everything you are doing begins to look to me like pretense, and then it begins to trigger suspicion, which is dangerous for marital relationship. Trust in marriage is not a gift. So it cannot be just given. It has to be earned. Trust is not a spiritual gift. It cannot be imparted. It has to be earned. It has to be built. You have to make yourself trustworthy. The word trustworthy means worthy of trust. It is an intentional act, and it is a deliberate act and deliberate seed that you sow in the marital journey that is able to bring both of you into a place where there is trust. So it is not a gift. It cannot be impacted. It is not a gift. It's not a spiritual gift. It cannot be supplied or released. It has to be earned. You must earn trust, and you must be trustworthy. There are certain things that I call trust breaker. Number one of them, among everything, thing is fleeting, cheating, lying, insecurities. These things break trust. They are trust breakers. They make it difficult for people to trust you. If you can't tell me one singular thing that is right, then it's going to bring an issue. You told me you are going here, and later I discovered that you didn't even get there, and I wasn't even aware. And so when it becomes a pattern, it begins to break the trust that people have in you. So lying, insecurity, lack of consistency, cheating. One of the greatest trust breaker is cheating, especially when you are more or less like a serial cheater. that the journey of it's just like that, and these things begins to break trust. It can be either in a man or in a woman. So you have to ensure that you deal with trust breakers if you are going to embrace trust.